As well as I remember, I think we've got 15 cents apiece already, so boy. We take them down here to the store with this old man last minute. And I'm telling you about the old fellow, this woman's father, running the store. He bought 15 cents apiece for those rabbits then. That great man farm, the people he counted. Once or twice a week himself, you know. I imagine he got a quarter of them or whatever. But he gave us 15 cents a piece for those rabbits then. And we got in a terrible shape. We had to cut down a big tree, shade tree over our spring and whack it up in the wood, keep for reason. A mule couldn't walk out on the ground without his. Had to have him roughshod a spike, take his shoes and make a spike on him for him to walk. See, all this trees come fresh and freeze. So I guarantee you, it was that deep. We had later roughshod the trees, and some of them then would fight. Sometimes wrap a sack around them on the above to keep them from going off in his shoes. Well, that's the way we were hunting. And we didn't milk. I'd say we milked two or three cows, maybe, four, I don't know, two or three. We sold a little cream, my mother sold a little cream. Had a separator. You ever hear one of those cream separators? Turn it with a hand, just like cranked it that way, and pull this milk up in there, and the milk would go one place, and the cream come out over in another. Got the cream over, I didn't we sold that cream. That's what they made our butter out of. And we lived good. We had a big time. We beach, just chilling, go play. We grew up, like I said, grew up hard. We had our butter. We picked berries for mother to put up. I said I never would eat the moon blackberry jam. That's what all that and sorghum molasses. We made molasses. We'd grow a cane, sorghum cane, and cook those. One of those great uncles come from Alabama. And he'd make sorghum molasses. Jam. That's about the only sweetest. Of course, my daddy was got up a little bigger, he got to catching bees, and we had a few beehives, and we'd get some honey. He'd rob those once every year, maybe about, I'd say, around the middle of June. He'd rob the bees and get us, and they'd bite you too, sting. And we had a lot of sweets out of that, and we didn't buy much. What I mean, we raised killing hogs. Hogs and kill them in the fall. I still have hogs and kill them. And we raised feathers, geese. My mother raised geese to make her feather beds and pull us out of. And I'd catch them, set them, hatch them, and I'd catch those geese. Mm-hmm. And she'd pick them. And I, little fellow, first started off, I never I'd have to hold the head, keep her dead old goose would grab her, you know, my mother.
Yeah.
And pinch her. He'd see those little saws in his mouth, and he'd just shake, you know. But she, my mother, made me stand and hold his head while she picked him. She'd pick him and put these feathers in a sack. And then she'd get enough of them, she'd make a pillow, or she made feather beds, too.
Just pull
it off. Well, that's what they're ready for, geese to have feathers to make beds. Yeah, I had to pick them. A lot of them pick them twice a year. Yeah, they grow back. Yes, sir. Well, it's the first thing you ever see them grow back. And they'd lay and fight you. Go out, they had raised a little dog, and we'd raise my mother. I'd set them and to them. Great hand to see to them. I was the one that done it. And I set them rascals and the old geese would fight. They'd run me in many times, old gander would. He threatened his own bars on goslings, you know, the little one was called goslings.